From sexual harassment on the job to the misuse of office resources, just about every employer has to deal with issues of worker misconduct. The state of Vermont is no different. But a new report from the state auditor's office says the Department of Human Resources could do a better job handling allegations of employee misconduct. VPR's Peter Hirschfeld has more.
In the last 3 years alone, the state of Vermont has paid government employees more than $3 million to not come to work. Those payments come when a state worker is on what's known as temporary relief from duty, which is what happens when someone is being investigated for an alleged workplace transgression. It's a testament to the volume of misconduct issues that the Department of Human Resources has to contend with every year. State Auditor Doug Hoffer says it's important how these matters are resolved.
We don't produce widgets. We provide services, and people have to be well-trained, they have to be well-managed, and this is about making sure that the workplace is productive and effective.
And Hoffer says the process used to investigate worker misconduct in state government is lacking. Hoffer's office scrutinized about 120 cases from six different government agencies, including the Agency of Human Services and the Agency of Transportation. Hoffer says the analysis showed that government agencies often failed to document the rationale behind decisions to discipline or exonerate an employee. And he says investigations can also exceed the 60-day time limit called for in Department of Human Resources training manuals.
If those situations are not dealt with properly and promptly, then morale goes to hell, productivity goes down, and you're not going to attract the best people and so forth.
Beth Vestigi is the commissioner of the Department of Human Resources. Vestigi says Hoffer's audit offers some useful recommendations. But she says some of the critiques, such as investigations running longer than goals set forth internally, are less fair.
If you have total rigid standards that could potentially lead to rushed investigations or poor decision-making if strict time standards were imposed.
Vestigi says the department is considering some of Hoffer's recommendations, most of which are related to improved record-keeping, but she indicated in a letter to Hoffer that she won't be adopting all of his proposed fixes.
We want to make sure that additional work we do isn't adding to the bureaucracy, but is actually working to streamline the process and make a more efficient government.
Hoffer says he was unimpressed by Vestigi's response to his report and that he thinks the department is shirking its accountability to taxpayers. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.